Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need verbal advantage. While you listen, verbal advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment.
What problems were you having before you were admitted to the hospital this time?
There are two communications. This is what I mean when I say two. You get a better picture of what I mean. I guess this means two. Well, I see that there type of communication like that. And I don't acknowledge that type of communication like that. You know, I don't respond to it.
Logical point of view is an incredibly dangerous and stupid idea.
Reporting that law enforcement officials in Boston said a hotel room at that Westin Hotel, believed to have been used by one of the hijackers, was searched by the FBI this afternoon. AP reporting that no arrests were made. Officials telling AP that the room was vacant, but it included information linking it to a name on the manifest of one of the hijacked flights.
If you want to shrink something, you must first allow it to expand.
That's open to the public.
It's open to the public, but the party
we're handing out these flyers because they don't agree with what it says.
They have a reason they can ask you.
But I can go out there today.
And I see other people who are communicating with that type of communication. They respond
not,
to each
not
other.
According to the ordinance, which has an exception for free speech. It has an exception.
As long as you're not filming. As long as you're not on private property. As long as you're not in an area where you're not supposed to be.
And I'm not supposed to be in the public park.
Okay, my name is Bingham.
To get rid of something, you must first allow it to flourish.
To stop this kind of racist scapegoating of the Arab and Muslim communities and the broader attack on civil liberties in Canada. So those are our political demands, and we've been doing it.
And the reason for that is all monocultures are exquisitely vulnerable.
not identify who that person was.
All right, guy, come on. Let's finish this. Give it to me.
Well, there will come out words, negative or positive, in reference to how many fingers are being held up or something of that nature. And I don't respond to that because that type of communication I find non-responsive.
Despite what I've heard from a few friends in North Texas. And Nietzsche was not so.
I think from community picnics as a kind of a fundraiser, but also.
Sometimes I wish I could do more than just give a viewpoint. And this is one of those times.
And he respected prophecy. He was, after all, a priest of the prophetic cult of Apollo at Delphi.
I'll be right back.
If you want to take something, you must first allow it to be given. This is called the subtle perception of the way things are.
Vehemently anti-everything Christian, as he sometimes appears.
I'll be right back.
One of those times. I'll be right back.
Intends to kill off the dumb and weak, leaving just the highly intelligent and willing natives who will do everything you ask of them.
Today, for me,
Dean Shepherd from the Village Limelight.
Very nice. I got one from the blind from the Braille Readers Association, which was really nice.
That's lovely.
And it was presented to me by a blind girl, and that meant something.
I have a permanent injunction from federal court.
I think in it. But he wrote a lot. He wrote not just science fiction, but he wrote westerns, mysteries, he wrote all kinds of stuff. But the novels, the fantasy novels, The Slaves of Sleep, The Triton that he did were wonderful, wonderful stuff. And Slan is Van Vogt. I'm sorry. Slan is Van Vogt. Slan is not Hubbard. Hubbard did Final Blackout, Slaves of Sleep, The Triton, and about two dozen others. But they're really well worth reading. Fear. He did a book called Fear.
This reminds me of Nam.
Number 14. Make a Personal Request to Non-Voters. By Elise Davies, age 42, Port Hueneme, California. She is an executive assistant and mother of three.
Watch a lot of television during the day.
Plutarch rejected superstition as worse than atheism.
Relaxing.
I received a letter I'd like to share with you. The writer was commenting on my stand against the many proposals for gun laws. Now, as you know and have heard me say, I don't believe anything will be accomplished by making it harder for honest
citizens to own guns.
I do believe we could do
much more with
stiffer penalties
for those who are convicted
of using guns in the commission
of a crime. But that is why I want
to share this letter with you.
I have a complete negative attitude toward that.
As you explore psychokinesis in depth, it becomes difficult to deny the existence of a very real mental ability.
Have a complete negative attitude toward that. Now, if people resent when they assign me like that, when it seems like I'm supposed, when it's obvious I'm supposed to respond positively and I give a negative reaction because I don't accept that type of communication as a means of communication due to the fact that I don't understand it completely.
I never make a plan, like a comet shooting across the sky. It just happens. I've never done anything violent to anybody. Just the minimum that was necessary. No fear, no pain. I just go to sleep. But after it's done, there's no going back. No second chance.
What kinds of problems were you having then?
Cirque used the camera in a expressionistic way. You know, he would use these moving dolly shots.
Today, Even scientists claim psychokinetic power is a proven phenomenon. But let's begin with the basics. The components of our physical universe are atoms, which in turn are made up of electrons, protons, and neutrons. Now, everything in the universe is made up of this matter and energy.
That was another way to create emotion in the characters. In Kathy's world at the party, the camera is always moving. It has a certain fluidity.
Plutarch regarded it a superstitious person who thought wrongly about the gods as being a worse offender against them than somebody like an Epicurean who denied the very existence.
And Barry, who's on the M1 heading to Maidstone, heavenly bodies. Or maybe, on the other hand, that was just kind of what was on his mind at the time.
Oscillating, moving, quiet saucepan of farina out there is bubbling and hissing. Shall we drop just a little brown sugar on it? Shall we call them to worship? Or shall we point the way to the fiery furnace?
Following the comment about gun laws, the letter reads, quote, "I am a 19-year-old female. I know a lot of, as you call them, thugs, drug pushers, etc. I have participated in a lot of their activities since the age of 11, when I was strung out on heroin. Right now, I, like so many others, can buy any gun illegally for a small price. The gun laws will not change this. These guns are obtained through B&Es, that means breaking and entering, robberies, and other illegal things. The honest folks are the only ones who won't be able to obtain them. I feel I'm an expert on criminals."
Isn't it funny? You hear a phone ringing.
Fear is a the first psychological horror novel. It
could be anybody.
Quite a crowd gathering. NECN Scott Young has been reporting from there, giving us pretty much the play-by-play as to what has been happening there. FBI teams going into the hotel. Apparently, this is all centered on the 16th floor. Unfortunately, we don't have the details of exactly what happened or what they're looking for. We're looking at a bomb squad vehicle making its way near the hotel and stopping outside of the hotel. We're hoping to get Scott back.
Are you in need of immediate police or medical response?
Relaxing sensations move on up into your forearms.
He pointed out that Eskimos had never really been employed, but have lived their lives hunting and fishing and spending their time in villages that make your average urban ghetto look like a paradise.
Sweets for me, but now I've got a regular guy who loves me constantly. way to go to town. I always loved to be in bright light. My streets are paved with gold. I found myself a new kind of man. He's my heaven home.
Depend upon, and to be there for others to depend upon.
If you meet me, baby, if you meet me, baby.
Friday the 9th. The five songs are Will Young, Leave Right Now. Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights. Queen, We Are.
Following is rated R. It contains violence, rape, adult language, nudity, and adult content. The following is rated R. It contains violence, rape, adult language, nudity, and adult content.
Kisses and Hugs, XOXO, we're playing 666. They've integrated their literally satanic occult symbolism into our cult, our culture.
And folks, you cannot ignore it.
Protections that you can take to defend yourself against the...
Following is rated R. It contains violence, rape, adult language, nudity, and adult content.
Coming plagues is Healing Celebrations book. It's subtitled Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Get it via the internet at healingcelebrations.com.
God, Goddess, all that is, that is your spirituality. Learn to depend upon your ability within yourself, but also to depend upon God, Goddess, all that is, to depend upon your higher self, to depend upon those co-creators, those unseen friends, to depend very much upon your spirituality, to depend very much upon your metaphysics. No, it is human nature to develop dependency. There's nothing wrong with being dependent, but when that dependency becomes... becomes what is called a truth dependent relationship. Or if you want to reverse it around, when a relationship becomes codependent, taking on certain very unique and very distinct qualities, when a relationship becomes codependent, then it becomes destructive.
You know, the people can't be afraid to take control of their corporations.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
What kinds of problems brought you to this hospital?
Because if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. As the snow flies,
two guys just like us gonna be taking over this case full time. They're gonna read the coroner's report, and every time they do, they're gonna find something new.
Interview the customers, the cook, that girl at the diner, then back to that asshole bartender, the lady with the baby. Have some artists start to make a sketch of what they describe.
Operations have been left in the hands of bad management. Now it's time to change the management.
Having been exposed to them for so long, and believe me, if they're high and have a loaded gun, they'll use it without any rationality. The decent folks need to protect themselves at all times. I guess I wouldn't be writing this except that one of my best friends just murdered her husband in a fight. She loved him. Unquote. At that point, the letter became rather unclear, but she seemed to indicate that drugs were involved, so that her friend was irrational at the time.
...14,000 feet of Pacific Ocean water off the coast of Mexico, and drill some 17,000 feet through relatively thin crustal rock.
The delicate features of her face sprang into focus. She was accepting the diplomat's officious kiss on the back of her hand when the photographer snapped the shutter. The automatic flashing device on his camera startled her, and she turned her head in the direction from which it had come. Quickly, he rolled the focus ring again as her face now filled his lens. Her smile was tentative, shy, and self-conscious as he pressed the shutter release. This time, the flash hit her full in the eyes, and she was momentarily blinded. A dark forest of lashes blinked over gray eyes.
Literally about, he did one called Death's Deputy. He read somewhere that insurance adjusters had a table where they had lists of people to whom accidents don't happen, but everybody around them have accidents.
Please.
you. And therefore, to understand, we need to look specifically at what is codependency. And there are four criteria, four very specific, very detailed criteria that are involved in what is a codependent relationship. First criteria. In order for a relationship to be codependent, it must involve a dependency that demands adherence. A dependency that demands adherence to oppressive rules. That demands adherence to oppressive rules that limit or eliminate the open expression of thought and feeling. Or that limit or eliminate open communication. It's a dependency that demands adherence to an oppressive set of rules that eliminates open communication or open expression of thought and feeling in a relationship between two people.
There you go. Clean. Spicy little burrito, aren't you there, Eugene? How are you, my man? Take a seat. Take a fucking seat. How you been, Deacon? Good?
Oh, Jesus.
You still sniffing glue, Deacon? You still sniffing glue? Isn't this shit a little dated, dog? Fuck with a bottle of Mountain Dew a few years back and you sealed your sinuses shut. You had them drilled. You remember that? Back then, back in the day? You're still sucking back here the hairspray?
Fuck, man.
How you making your payment these days, Gene? 6 months old, huh? Titan Auto. You still stealing cars and cut them up or what, boss?
Oh, fuck, no, I know you're snitching, bitch ass now, man. See that motherfucker Grimmy, dirty out of some shit.
Wrong answer.
Fuck that, man.
As is customarily worn by the Barsoomian Panthan, or Soldier of Fortune, at such times as he is not definitely in the service of any nation or individual.
I cannot respond positively to two. I will not respond positively to two, and I'm not going to, under no circumstances.
Light. You go into it, then out of it. I'm not surprised this country has so much violence. I'm surprised it has so little. Some people can't beat it. Doug couldn't. But I'm not Doug. If they let me get to wherever it is I'm going, I'll make a pact with myself. Guess I'll know where that is when I get there. Eventually I can get another job, hopefully in a post office. Now that I've got experience.
Why not?
Because I associate the number two with homosexual and lesbian activities, and if that's what it is and that's what I think it is, then I'm going to have nothing to do with it.
how do you know that two fingers means homosexuals or lesbianism?
Because from my analysis of watching these people communicate.
Which people?
People, all kinds of people, people around here, people in this community, they acknowledge a number two to be homosexual and lesbians. When I can analyze their practices over a period of time, that's the conclusion that I reach.
Travel pillow.
Sure.
And then when you get it to the hotel, or I hate to say it, the in-laws,
with that system.
In fact,
all the visit travel pillows in their guest home. You don't want to travel.
No.
But they have terrible pillows. But you can take roofs out of your one and put back those down. You could have a roof for that pillow. That's
pretty much
where you lose it.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You don't want to ruin that.
All the layers. It's like that Japanese brush painting of the fish swimming up through the currents, the levels of water. New metaphysics. Big G-Man here. Kind of weaving through the everyday. Coming out of a tough section of my lifeline, period where the lines disconnected.
God is with you. The sea that becomes so small as you're overwhelmed with the dreams that grow out.
And where there's a man that is.
Of course, they can sort of reconnect periodically, just like the eye lines in your forehead. Metaphysics.com, of course. On that hobby system, the internet. You got to get all those long-time users off of there. And all those kids. You see, they're all Windows in brood. And we'll just have to wait for them to die out. Like the proverbial old white men who run all the things that run things. And then all the new people can get on there and use the new generation of interface devices with the new technologies. I mean, the ground was laid. They were frontiersmen. They crossed the Great Divide in the family wagon. Didn't shower that often. And didn't really know a lot about very much except how to fix the wheels, which were always falling off of the window. But they didn't really look through the window. In fact, they didn't even want to look through the window because, see, they were children of the great nightmare, the dream that went bad. In fact, the dream that was not ever really there. We'll remember them. We'll have maybe not holidays, but some sort of marker, nexus point, honoring the directions and so forth. And their images will come up periodically. For a while, humor them. They paid in blood cells. They sacrificed their viscera for the holy grail of the precision single cast deadbolt. See that? Now these things are conscious. Make no mistake about it. But come on.
And he called the guy a death's deputy. And he tells this, it's a wonderful story about this guy who wanders through life, and all around him people are dying and falling off buildings and all this shit. A beautiful book. He also did one called Typewriter in the Sky, where this guy realizes that his life is being written by God in a dirty bathrobe, sitting on the edge of a bed with a typewriter. So, well, I got a mind full of this crap.
It's incredible to hear all these connections. I don't think people know.
I mean, bolts are easily amused and all. Gary, New Metaphysics. For maintenance. House calls. Stick a measuring device up your ass. What everybody wants. What everybody wants. At least back home in the old country, in the Matrix. All the end sleepers. Rolling the ramp down one of the last dreams in the dream train. Certain angles of which very hard to retrieve. Try as ye might. Of course, these days you can get in trouble for saying anything at all about anything at all. Trust me on this. It can be proved. Whatever that is. Kind of forgotten all the hubbub and all.
I generally don't watch much television during the day, but somehow I have a thirst for media in terms of what's going on with the presidential election and how everybody's reacting to it. I'm a real news junkie, so I tend to watch a lot of that stuff. And today, I started off with, you know, I got up at 7:30, so I was listening to Imus in the Morning. Yeah, you know, Bernie and Charles.
I mean, at least Narcissus was in love with himself. I guess its decline sort of really took off with the TV dinner, which I was around for, in one of my first of a serial listing of lifetimes in this one. Mountain radio, of course, where it doesn't get cold because it already is. And that can be proven.
Job. We cannot talk about how much money we earn. We cannot talk about how come my brother's doing better than me. We cannot talk about the fact that we don't make love but once every blue moon, which is once a year. We cannot talk about this. We cannot talk about that. You must have this done. You must have that right. You have to have this done. This must be the way the house looks. This is the must way you act. This is how often we can have friends over. This is how much you can speak on the telephone. This is
the most conclusive conclusion I could reach.
Demands that strict adherence to oppressive rules, and that there's no room for open communication. Can we talk about why we can't talk about your mother? All right, that's it. No more. That's it. I'm out of here.
You like that scene? Great cum shot. Where do you see this scene?
You know how much was in those cash boxes?
I didn't see anything.
They were masks. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Somebody
locked 19 people in a bathroom upstairs, cleared out 14 safety deposit boxes downstairs.
This next scene proves something way different.
And no losses have been reported because of the vastness of this illegal game they had planned.
So who was inside?
Bascom and the others were talking, but I couldn't hear. And then they shot him. I mean, that hotel is like a sinking ship sailing to the edge of the earth. I mean, it's just a real twisted life. But please believe me, I have learned my lesson.
She closed saying, "Drugs have made my generation lose their perspective."
Which one of you would offer, if you had your choice, and they said two doors marked heaven, hell, and you were given your choice, and you're standing, which way would you go? In there, you hear the sound of lutes playing. You hear the sound of heavenly choruses singing on and on. And over here in this door, you hear, woo! Woo-hee! Woo! There you stand, you know. Faced by the reality. Which would you pick? All right, folks, all together. All of those in favor of the whoopee hollerers, let's hear it. Wait a minute, where's the horn? They missed it. All right, let's go. Hold it there. Hold it, everyone there. Grab a hold of the handlebars. Very easy.
And Lou and Sid and
they combine the nuclear pressure of the atoms in particular ways to produce an artificial gravitational field.
Gary Gilmore had burger patties and eggs just before they shot him. Utah, they shoot you. Double murder with aggravation in the course of a felony, and on and on. Everybody in this thing's gonna hang.
See, I was on the floor, man. I was on the floor.
Influence, Mr. Gray. All influence is immoral.
Why?
Because the aim of life is self-development. To realize one's nature perfectly. That's what we're here for. A man should live out his life fully and completely. Give form to every feeling, reality to every dream.
Sitting there among her things, I was reminded I didn't really know Emily at all. Even though we had lived together as man and wife, it was when I left the house, when I was with Sarah, that I felt like I was home.
I'm sorry, but I was on the floor.
Counting money?
So you think the homosexuals and lesbians walk around the streets going like this?
cancer, please.
There's only one way to get rid of a temptation, and that's to yield to it. Resist it. So grows sick with longing for the things it has forbidden to itself.
Thank you.
Give.
Sarah, hi, it's Green.
Where are you?
Kinship. Listen, Sarah, there's something I gotta talk to you about.
You're in kinship.
Yes, but that's not why I'm calling you.
You're with Emily.
What? No, there's no one here. I'm just,
doing a little dusting.
Good morning. We've danced the whole night through. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Sarah, I am not here. I'm not here to reconcile with Emily.
It doesn't matter. How you choose to live your own life is your business.
To say goodnight, so good morning, something's
wrong. Sarah, you don't understand.
Probably not, but I have something to say, and I want you to listen carefully, Greg.
Yes.
I can't wait for you, because if I do, I could end up waiting forever. So I'm going to make this decision on my own. Goodbye, Grady.
Making a comeback. Gee, it must be terrible to be a has-been.
Don't talk like that. It scares me.
We gotta work hard. Make a lot of dough for our folks.
Oh, this will be fun.
Hello.
Some of the regular guests, and so it was fun. And I also wanted to listen to Jon Stewart, which I've never really listened to before, and I'd seen a snatch of it one time, and I didn't.
Hiding, ducking, they were shooting.
John Spenkelink just had cigarettes and Java boys. Electrified in Florida. You know about Steve Morin? He was saved in Jesus after this young woman he kidnapped preached to him for a while. The three before her, he killed them. He had unleavened bread for his last meal.
I dream things, man. Terrible things that can't possibly have happened. I don't remember, Ben. I don't remember.
Therefore, inquiring into the truth of religion is itself a religious quest. I think this is a marvelous statement.
Arthur Lee Jones, Alabama, double murder, the chair. Pink salmon, coleslaw, candied yams, chilled peaches, and grape drink.
Oh, man, I gotta get out of this town.
Of course, as soon as this or any task is completed, you will already have forgotten that it ever actually took place.
Just as dangerous as the worst. She again commented on my view on guns, and then, talk about a generation gap, revealed she hadn't respected adults since, quote, the ripe old age of 6, unquote.
These Panthans are virtually men without a country, being roving mercenaries ready to sell their swords to the highest bidder.
Pleased, as always, to have back from the Digital Playroom in Boston, Jay Rose.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Jay.
You're in, beyond the show.
You're in Boston, right? You are in Boston, right?
Say it again.
You are in Boston, correct?
Ma'am, let me just, sorry, your name again?
Liz Detmer.
Right, right, Ms. Detmer. My duty assignment was solely undercover narcotic work. Do you have any idea what that entails?
I have a general idea, yes.
Okay. Well, then, generally speaking, Ms. Detmer, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
For the night, down to drink. Can we talk about why you gambled away the entire paycheck? Oh, now you've made me feel terrible. Now you're just trying to destroy me. That's one of the rules we cannot talk about. I'm out of here.
I thought to myself, well, I'm going to give him his 10 o'clock half hour. So I tuned in at 10 o'clock, and he was funny. And it was a funny show.
And cut them up or what, boss?
Oh, fuck no, I know you're something to your bitch ass now, man. You know, motherfucker, grimy, dirty ass, some shit.
Wrong answer.
Fuck that, man. I seen you, man. You that motherfucker hanging my Indo-Joe and shit.
That's right. Fuck. You know what happened to him, right?
No, we up in Jackson, man.
No, he
the
was.
Fuck?
He's dead now.
Oh,
and he died
fuck.
Fucking dumb talking shit to Sumerians, you know? So they peeled him back and they shanked his bitch ass 56 times. We got a lot of pals like that, don't we, huh? About to ask you about another dead junkie, a guy named Adal. You know him? No? No? Hey, you listening to me? You listening to me?
Yeah, man.
Huh? No? You see, I do. I know Dowd. I know Indo Joe. I know what happened to that little punk he used to roll with Jay Reed. I know your daddy nicknamed you Deacon after Deacon Jones because he had a little thang with him.
Fuck, man.
You know I know that, don't you?
How, man?
Because I was and I still am a cop.
A fucking cop? You trying to tell me you a fucking cop?
Word.
If you a cop, why you ain't bust me back then?
Because you way too little to bust Acorn.
Yo, fuck that shit, man. You forget something. I should smoke blunts with you, Mr. Cop, man.
I don't give a shit what you think, asshole. Doesn't matter to me in the least. But I'm about to tell you what does matter. You're about
matter is potential energy. And PK is thought by some scientists to be the ability to affect the energy surrounding matter to generate the desired result.
Yeah, it was very well structured. The beginning, where he sort of gave the news, and he's at the anchor desk, and he has a guy at the White House, and he has a guy in Boston covering Kerry, then he has a political commentator who's at the desk with him for a moment, and it's just, you know, it's a good format, and he does it well, and it's funny.
So instead of moving an object with your mind, you're harnessing the surrounding energy to move the object.
In comparison, this economic plan for the North would bring these people into the modern age and help the developers as well. The spokesman noted that 50 years ago, these people were basically living in the Stone Age.
You have entered for someone like
us. Communication is duties.
Represented by a large cast.
Mr. Shadow and Razor.
In five acts, three of them unnatural. Two of them against the state. We'll be back with more sports in just a second. But first, the scene!
Good senior happenstance, what drives thee up on deck?
My stomach's gone off course again, I fear.
What? Like thee not the thrice impressive duck?
A three-time loser. That duck was never meant to be a sailor.
Ah, but now he sails. Ha ha. Come back below, O bilious happenstance, O hallowed happenstance now. Hallo, happenstance.
Hallo, hallo, what caps above?
Ah, here our sweet lord, young Edmund, beside himself with spleen. You've spoiled his holy victory o'er the homeless Parmesans by thy green retreat.
Full 20 times I've heard him pick that fight and win. Oh, hapless happenstance, my dogged Stormandrain.
I hear him rant. I fear our host, the Chinese Captain Jing, cannot understand a word he says.
Luckier than we. I would this mission done, and we were docked on Fremlin's wealthy banks, and I at home in bed.
You'll sleep in bed when? Edmund, our explosive charge is safe delivered to the bishop's churchy seat.
When double Edmund rests in cattle phlegm, there'll no one sleep.
Home!
A tempest breaks across the lee!
Look you at the darkening of the light.
The moon seems drowned in rain.
All hands on the deck!
Pull, boys, pull! We'll not be Neptune's guests tonight.
Decrease the sail! No starch in your sheets! And roll out a barrel!
Those are my barrels! My servants are in those barrels!
Oh, no.
Snuts! What's happened to our righteous speed? Hath courage run aground? Must warlike virtue quail before the crowing gale? Whose order leaves us beached like mermaids on the rocks?
I fear the boat blowing afar off.
Oh! Oh, fortunate happenstance! This wind can blow us not but good. Fold not the mast. Captain, put on more sail.
He's mad. Oh, storm and rain, save a barrel for me.
Much ado about nothing. Happen every hour, 12th the night. Go away.
Go away? Where? Where do we go but home to phlegm? My uncle bishop prays and pays for my return. Sit out this storm. Nay. A great white sail is what we need to clear the decks for what's in store to be our lot.
As you like it. Anything you want to. Or what you will.
Now, crack cracked cheeks and break wind break. We'll die at sea or live on land for history's sake.
Well, that's pretty confusing so far. But if you think you're confusing now, you ain't seeing nothing yet. And you may not, unless you stick around for the rest of this afternoon's Rocky Rokomoto Million Dollar Monster Classic. Yeah.
near zero in Boston. Leading into near zero in Boston. In Boston.
Oh, now you blew it. You laughed at the wrong time, therefore we're not talking anymore tonight. You know my favorite television show is on. You know you're not supposed to interrupt me. You know you're not supposed to speak during these next 30 minutes. Therefore, I'm not speaking to you for the rest of the week. Oppressive rules, you see. Oppressive rules that you have to adhere to. You have to adhere to, or else there's no communication, and even so, there's no open communication. You can't talk about your feelings, you can't talk about what you think, there's no room for communication. You must follow these rules.
Mean the least, but I'm about to tell you what does matter. You're about to fucking listen like your life depended on it.
What the fuck, man?
A month ago, an undercover officer was murdered. Pedestrian tunnel off of Houston and West Grand. They beat him up, they put a gun to his fucking head and put a bullet through it. I don't want to hear any shit about what you don't know or what you didn't do, because we both know you ain't got the nutsacks or something that size, so I'm fucking positive you didn't kill him. His name was Michael Calvez. Take a gander there, buddy.
Hold on a minute, man. Y'all motherfuckers come up in my fucking crib and shit? Wanna throw fucking hot sauce and blind my fucking ass? And now you want me to help you?
Street name fucking Jimmy crazy. Fredericks? I know you know.
Oh, my bad.
You know.
My bad. I know this motherfucker. I think I might let him suck on my dick once or twice.
Come here. You want me to bounce back to the county? You keep it up. I have you wearing half shirts and halter tops, braiding some nigger's hair. Piece of shit.
Yes. Yes, with the right hand. And that signifies homosexual and lesbian activities.
And went on with these final haunting words. Stricter drug laws are needed. Maybe one day, if they were changed, I'd be able to change too.
Tax story, Matt. There is a genuine pleasure to opening an envelope and cutting your finger on it.
Several times before she could clearly see. The photographer slowly lowered the camera away from his eyes, green eyes that impaled her with a ferocious, accusatory glower.
The soft overcomes the hard. The slow overcomes the fast. Let your workings remain a mystery. This is called the subtle perception of the way things are. The soft overcomes the hard.
Her gracious smile froze for an instant before it totally collapsed. The eyes widened perceptibly. The mysterious rings around the irises grew darker. A darling pink tongue flicked over her lips, suddenly gone dry. Then the lips formed a small, round, surprised O.
When does the
one of the lucky. Well, I have made my work my hobby, actually. Because when people refer to whether it's hi-fi, stereo systems, or camera picture-taking, photographs, whatever, it's all a hobby, but it's all business. Because I've learned, I didn't know that I was teaching myself about...
That's a codependency. That develops codependency, and that's the first criteria. The second criteria is that it's a dependency. It is a dependency that diminishes your capacity. A dependency that diminishes your capacity to initiate or to participate in loving relationships. That it is a dependency that diminishes your capacity to initiate or participate in loving relationships. What does that mean? It means that it diminishes your capacity to receive love. I cannot receive love from this person. They're drunk. They're being abusive. They're being controlling. They're being violent now. They're being self-destructive now. They're lost in their own delusions now. They're in their paranoia, they're in their schizophrenia, there's no way I can receive. There's no way I can receive. And no way I can give. No way I can give. I can't give them any security, any pleasure, any sense of vulnerability, any sense of trust. I can't talk to my partner about how I'm worried or how I'm scared. I can't initiate any kind of communication, but I can't initiate any kind of love or any kind of intimacy. I can't give love, I can't receive love, and I can't be loved. It diminishes my capacity. The nature of the dependency itself diminishes my capacity to give or to receive or to be loved.
This is problematic enough when you are the intellectual master of the planet, but when you are a small, vulnerable australopithecine with a brain about the size of an orange, the risk must have been enormous.
Michael J. Roscoe was a careful man. The car that drove him to work at 7:15 each morning was a custom-made Mercedes with reinforced steel doors and bulletproof windows. His driver, a retired FBI agent, carried a Beretta subcompact semi-automatic pistol and knew how to use it. There were just 5 steps from the point where the car stopped to the entrance of Roscoe Tower on New York's Fifth Avenue. But closed-circuit television cameras followed him every inch of the way. Once the automatic doors had slid shut behind him, a uniformed receptionist, also armed, watched as he crossed the foyer and entered his private lift. The lift had white marble walls, a blue carpet, a silver handrail, and no buttons. Roscoe pressed his hand against a small glass panel. The sensor read his fingertips, verified them, and activated the lift. It rose to the 60th floor without stopping. Nobody else ever used it. When you're rich, you have to be careful. There are cranks, kidnappers, terrorists. Michael J. Roscoe was the chairman of Roscoe Electronics and the 9th or 10th richest man in the world.
I want to acknowledge
acknowledge all of the elected who acknowledge all of the
Lesbian is the same as a homosexual, you know, because she wouldn't be a lesbian if some homosexual hadn't misused her.
Like a punk, you're gonna get played like one. Now listen very, very carefully. They found smack at the murder scene. A mean fucking mix. Now you took some of this exact same stuff about 10 months ago and nearly killed your dumbass. You don't have the chemistry or the sense God gave goats, which means you didn't do the cook. Now doubt is dead, so who sold to you?
Whatever, man.
You gonna tell us? No?
You're a real fucking smart ass, you know that? We're tossing every inch of this place. Every inch. I know you got dirt. Where is it? Where is it? Oh my god,
this must be one of those new refrigerators safe for that lock, you dumb fuck. What's all this? Huh?
What's all this?
Huh? Oh, bagels and guns. What do you know?
Psychokinesis is of Greek origin, meaning motion produced by the mind.
Although they have no organization, they are ruled by a severe code of ethics, and while in the employ of a master, are almost without exception loyal to him.
Monsters, ghosts, the dead. Who gets scared of that sort of thing anymore? You don't.
Performs these operations, though not in the way that I described. It doesn't have an actual tape, but it performs something that's functionally equivalent to that by manipulating symbols. With binary symbols, zeros and ones, you can do an enormous amount of intellectual operations.
He would drop us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is from a sand corn and the motherfuckers on the line.
Oh, shit, man. Blue snot on my suit. Son of a bitch.
I'd fly to the top of a mountain. Yes, I would. And corn. Hold a man in the moon.
fucking
Come
ass.
Come on!
Who stole?
Yo, get off me, man!
Who
stole? Do it now, man! You. Let's fucking do it now,
He's got
man.
A cop ID. He's got a shield.
Fuck his man!
You all right? Is it where you hit neck?
No.
Is it? Let me call it in. I'll call the paramedics.
Hang in there. I'll be right back.
She signed it anonymous, and yes, I'm ashamed to sign my name. I wish she had signed it. For it haunts me like a child's cry in the night.
Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead, the ghostly ones crowded under their gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them there under the ground?
If you haven't seen what I've seen, or done what I've done,
you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, an attorney will be provided for you. Right?
A certain kind of oppression. So higher angles could create this feeling of oppression. Lower angles can create some kind of heroic.
When Kathy's being talked down to for being a friend of the Negroes.
Some very attractive ones, in fact. Noted, I'm told, for their kindness to Negroes.
Oh, Dick, stop.
When you're seeing a ceiling behind someone's head in a low angle, you feel that kind of weight of the sort of bourgeois space, you know, teeming down over the person's head.
Thousands of people die every day.
Thank you.
some coffee.
In Boston.
Okay. What are we talking about this time?
Say, Martin, it's great to be on the show. Let's talk about artificial speech.
Oh, you mean the kind that the lady that comes up and says the alerts on the Mac when you don't
get
anything?
Yeah, well, that's come a very long way. Anybody who's got a Mac has got speech capabilities built in, and they're fun to play with. I'll show you some tricks you can do with it.
Give or receive or participate in intimacy. To give or receive and participate in caring. And a dependency that makes it such that I cannot initiate or participate in a loving relationship. Why are you talking to the neighbor? Why are you talking to them? Why are you talking? Why are you having friends? Why do you want to go out? Why do you want to invite people over? You can't have relationships. You can't have intimacies, loving. You can't have support. I'm the husband, or I'm the wife, or I'm the partner. I'm the one you can turn to for that, although I won't let you. That's a codependent relationship. Where you cannot initiate or participate in loving relationships. The third criteria. It is a dependency in which the behaviors of others, behavior of the other person, where the behavior of the other person seems, and we emphasize the word, seems to control your life. Their behaviors control me. Where it's a dependency in which the behavior of others controls you, seems to control you. And where you become obsessed in controlling their controlling behaviors in order to be free. In order to be free. I gotta get them to stop drinking. Then I can be happy. I gotta get them to get a decent job. Then I can sleep at night. I got to get them to stop obsessing. Then I can relax. I got to get them to grow. Then I can be spiritual. My freedom, my happiness, my independence has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with fixing them, controlling them, getting them to change. It happens in those sorts of codependencies. It happens in less obvious ones. I could grow if only I could get my husband interested in metaphysics. I could grow if only my wife would understand what I'm doing with my higher self and my spirituality. I could grow if only my parents would, or if only my children would. Where I have a situation where their behaviors seem to be controlling me, and I become obsessed with having to control their behavior so I can be free. I'm not working on my growth, I'm working on getting them to give me permission to grow. I'm not changing my reality, I'm working on them to get it that they create theirs. And if they would just get it, then I would be happy. I'm obsessed with controlling their controlling behavior. Then I can be free. Then I can do what I want. Then I can be happy. If I could just get them to stop beating the kids, then all would be well. Never occurring, maybe you could take the kids away. Maybe you could make some changes yourself. Maybe you could call the police. No. I gotta control them. I gotta... And many of you have experienced the downside of that in your own shame of being abused by one parent and watching the other tippy-toe around.
And I'm afraid it'll go on haunting me for a long, long time. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
What do you think they're communicating when they do this? What do you think it means?
That they will participate if the time and the place are right in these types of activities. If they're alone together, something of that nature, they would probably make a date if they found each other attractive.
You feel that people have come up to you and done this, the two fingers?
Well, they do this all around me.
Dozens of different security systems in his life, and although they'd once annoyed him, he had allowed them to become routine. But ask any spy or security agent, routine is the one thing that can get you killed.
Do you think, in retrospect, acting perhaps less aggressively, this might have been prevented?
What might have been prevented?
About 5 years, maybe less, and I'm real excited about it.
Kidnapping operations, they've got the CIA, they've got special squads where they go.
Blissful sensation of not knowing, not caring anymore. No. Something inside her flashed, snapping her out of a fatigue-induced haze. She sat upright, perhaps for the first time in days. What was she thinking? Was she giving up? Was that the best she could do? She was not a helpless baby like Brian. She was a 15-year-old woman, and she was not going to die like this. She was not going to let that bastard in the ski mask have that satisfaction. She would find a way, despite the hunger, the lethargy, the terror. She would find a way. The handcuff around her left wrist was what pinned her down. She could feel the other cuff. It was attached to some kind of metal ring embedded in the floor. If she could get it off her wrist, she would be free. But she couldn't. But she couldn't. She had tried for hours, days since she had awoken and found herself down here. She couldn't get out. Her hand was too big.
With a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of.
Well, the first thing I notice as a rule when they approach me, see, I'll watch their hands, and usually
dance
that'll tip the indication off.
To the end of love. Oh, let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel the moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Oh, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. To the wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love, we're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love.
Mr. Dowd is pronounced dead on arrival, Detroit Sinai.
The panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand. Touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love.
Fuck!
Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Thank you.
upper arms, just completely relaxing your fingers and hands and forearms and upper arms. And the relaxing sensations now move on down into the base of your spine. Imagine a warmth in the base of your spine. And imagine it beginning to move slowly up your spine, up your spine, and into the back of your neck and shoulders. And the back of your neck and shoulder muscles are now loose and limp. Loose and limp, just completely relaxed. And the relaxing sensations now move on up the back of your neck and into your scalp.
Assassin always dies, baby. It's necessary for the national healing.
As soon as this or any task is completed, you will already have forgotten that it ever actually took place.
Some service in return or to gain a future reward is remembered as passionate. Charity given out of place and time to an unfit recipient ungraciously and with contempt is remembered for its dark inertia.
Is saved, and they just move seamlessly from the old covenant into Jesus Christ in truth.
which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of earth to touch the face of God.
President Reagan, speaking from the Oval Office earlier this afternoon, he called it a truly national loss.
She recalled reading that wild animals caught in a trap would chew off their own limbs to escape.
Knows where it is now. The cave is, you know, got to be gone. This is Fred Prophet, and it was Teddy Bear, a guy named Teddy Bear, and George Young, and all of this bunch of raffish truck drivers and pals that I knew, and they were all science fiction fans, but they all did real jobs. Like, you know, today you go to a college and you ask people, say, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a computer programmer. I'm a systems analyst. Don't any of you have a fucking honest job?
Manifestations as PK. Occurrences of the phenomena have been documented for a very long time. Even the shackles of Paul and Silas falling away might have been due to a psychokinetic influence. In the 1800s, PK was elaborately investigated in both England and America, primarily in association with spiritualist activities. The ability of the mediums to levitate, move furniture, and produce floating heads and hands was investigated by the British Society for Psychical Research.
The slow overcomes the fast. Let your workings remain a mystery. Just show people the results. The Tao never does anything. Yet through it all things are done. If powerful men and women could center themselves in it, the whole world would be transformed by itself in its natural rhythms.
May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Now sit quietly, very quietly. The room very quiet. Now whatever I say, don't turn around. Remember that. Don't turn around. Do you hear that? Now don't turn around. Something is coming up behind you. No, don't turn around. It's coming closer and closer and closer. It's something. Oh no. It's been dead so very long. No, don't turn around. Closer and closer. Decay, the odor of decay. I almost smell it, can't you now? Don't turn. It's putting out its hand toward your neck. Skeleton hands reaching for your neck. Touching your neck. No, you weren't scared, were you? All right, to continue on our challenge in horror.
Were you tortured?
No. Yeah, I mean, it was pain, you know, it was like a, I don't know what they call it, it's invasive procedure.
For example, like what do you mean?
Invasive. See, they were in my head. And they made me...
Stopping madness, impossible for me, and easy for you. The madness within your empty soul, your selfish, clearly felt words void of feeling, just pretending to see inside a soul. Perhaps what you do to feel is hold on to one sad feeling and conjure it occasionally, conjure it occasionally, to make the girls like your brown eyes. I hate them, fuck you. That's all.
That was a, you know, I suppose you could, well, it sounded a little gratuitous, but I suppose we can get away with it.
Is this a rehearsal page, Brady?
It is. I but I don't want to discuss it.
Okay.
It's from the adult realm I work in sometimes, for money.
I think I found the tune.
That's wonderful, Wobbly. You're a joy to work with.
I'm going.
Well, I'm working into childhood right now. This is the music is kind of introducing it, is it, Olga?
Yeah.
Invasive procedure. In my head.
U.S.
U.S. planes bombed selected sites in Guinea today, acting on intelligence that the African nation's military regime had secretly resumed its chemical weapons program. The Secretary of Defense declined to comment on the attack, saying only that the mission was successful, targets acquired, and that all American personnel involved were home safe and sound. Latest USA Today poll.
That if I had said anything, it only would have been worse. I had to try to control them. Now, settle down. Now, calm down. It's okay. Here, let's do this. I got to control them to be free. That's the third criteria. That it's a dependency in which their behavior seems to be controlling me, and I become obsessed with controlling their behavior in order to be free. And the fourth criteria. The fourth criteria of a codependent relationship is that it's a dependency that exaggerates the need to control, thus producing the insatiable need for outside validation. It is a dependency that is so crippling that you not only become self-neglectful, but what we call woefully self-neglectful. Not just where I neglect myself, but I become woeful in my self-neglect. I don't sleep, I don't eat, I don't do this, I don't do that. I totally neglect myself in a woeful way, in a destructive way. It's not just sacrificing, well, I'd like to go to the movies tonight, but I'll stay home. Ah, you're neglecting yourself, you're neglecting yourself. Not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. But when it becomes woeful, when it becomes a total self-neglect, that's, a total self-neglect is what we call woeful. Damaging self-neglect, where I am hurting myself, masochistically creating myself, that's woeful self-neglect. And codependency is a dependency in which control is so exaggerated that outside validation is insatiable and so crippling that the neglect is woeful. Now those are the four criteria. Those are the four criteria. Now, do you have to meet them all? No. But we would suggest here that generally you have to meet more than one. If any of these two, or three, or four conditions are met, and usually in a codependent relationship, all four are met. But if any two, you are in a codependent relationship. You are participating in a codependency. Now, fortunately in your world, now there are those who are dealing with codependency publicly, openly, support groups for AA, support groups for spouses of alcoholics, Al-Anon, or spouses of drug abusers. There are those support groups for abusive parents, fill in the blank. There are support groups for children in those, and for those who are affected in that same thing. And that's fantastic, finally. And appropriate in the world where codependency is now on the increase due to the phenomena of the decade, due to the lack of upward space in which to mobily move, to put yourself, due to the demands of perfection and performance, due to the lack of thinking and feeling that is pushed and demanded of you. When codependency increases, it is appropriate that there are those places to get help, absolutely. But often what is forgotten in dealing with the codependent on a point that is so very important to consider, as painful as it is to consider it. And that is a codependency. Meeting any two or more of these qualities is mutual. That as this person is demanding adherence to oppressive rules that prevent me from communicating openly, so I have my own set of oppressive rules that I am putting on them.
You heard of Anna Socrates, the man who never lied. They weren't so grateful as you'd think. Instead, the rulers fixed to have him tried and handed him the poison drink. How honest was the people's noble song? The world, however, didn't wait, but soon observed what followed on. It's honesty that brought him to that state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none. Here you can see respectable folk keeping to God's own law. So far he hasn't taken heed. You who sit safe and warm indoors, help to relieve our bitter need. How virtuously he had begun. The world, however, didn't wait, but soon observed what followed on. It's fear of God that brought us to that state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none.
The extraterrestrials have successfully found a means to produce monopolar gravitational fields in atoms. After tremendously amplifying their surplus weak nuclear forces, nuclear pressure, they combine the nuclear pressure of the atoms in particular ways to produce an artificial gravitational field. They then pit their artificial gravitational field against a planet's natural gravitational field in such a way that both fields are canceled out, voided. Thereafter, the spacecraft uses magnetism to propel itself off the planet's surplus magnetism. The picture below was taken by George Adamski, a UFO researcher in the early 50s. The picture is that of an extraterrestrial spacecraft. Skeptics have called this Adamski photograph a fake and state that it is a picture of a chicken brooder. You will learn shortly how this so-called chicken brooder defies gravity and propels itself at great speeds from planet to planet. The key to saucer propulsion is in producing a sufficient monopolar gravitational field and amplifying its excess nuclear pressure. The extraterrestrials do this in the following way. The illustration below depicts an extraterrestrial spacecraft minus its parabolic reflecting dish. The transparent feature that circles the craft's cabin is called a plasma containment tube. Plasma is the fourth state of matter. The first, second, and third states of matter are solid, liquid, and gas. Plasma is very hot, reaching temperatures of up to and beyond 100,000 degrees. Because of its great heat, plasma can be contained only in a magnet bottle, a confinement area consisting of walls of magnetic flux lines. The illustration below depicts such a magnetic bottle. Notice that there is a concentration of magnets at the bottle's ends, manifesting a pinched effect at those points. A plasma is a very unstable material. Internally, electrons repel electrons and protons repel protons. This interchange instability becomes faster and faster as electrons spin around the bottle's flux lines in one direction and the protons spin around the bottle's flux lines in the opposite direction. Eventually, the particles escape the confines of the bottle at its weakest point.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds and then
invasive procedure.
There were lots of stars and then they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors. That's it, neat, because I used to look at
the assassin. Deranged, obsessed, tragically paranoid lone gunman.
You don't see that.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, were they to ever publish a list, which they won't, you would find former presidents, deposed kings, trust fund terrorists, fallen communist dictators, ayatollahs, African warlords, and retired prime ministers. See what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge. They're gigantic. I can't touch them. I get it. I don't want to.
And you bring me rumors and conjecture.
I started with nightmares. Rumors and conjectures. That's a giant leap forward.
On fire. the clouds would catch the colors of red and yellow on fire.
They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies
on fire. The clouds would catch the colors of purple and red and yellow on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat because I used to look at them all the time when I was listening.
You don't see that. You might still see it in the desert.
The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere.
Layering different sounds.
The sunsets were.
It would be like a mini.
Purple and red and yellow on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere.
How long do they do
that? That's neat, because I used to look at them.
Well, they move their fingers like that.
You might
do that. And sometimes they do it without knowing it.
Nightmares that you've interpreted using as primary resources, A, your spotty memory, B, the internet, sacred sanctuary of idiots and nutters, that's how they're going to look at this, and C, a crazy man's notebook, along with evidence you chewed out of a man's back, all neatly stitched together with the common thread of a supremely powerful, well-connected private equity fund, who, if you ever get anywhere near them, will plead ignorance and be shocked. Shocked to learn what some of their subsidiary partners are engaged in.
For the national healing.
Fuck!
You can even sing cool when you want to.
Very simple for you. You want to talk? I'll talk. I have no problem with that. Somewhere else. I do not want to be involved with that type of person because homosexual is homicidal.
I am not an officer of the law.
Rub-a-dub-dub. He's been here for a while.
How long you think?
I'm guessing he's sitting in this 2-3 weeks.
That long?
Oh, yeah, he's right. Okay, subject has distended bloat, upper lower torso, clotting, and hematomic discoloration. Hello.
What is it?
Tooth.
Oh my God.
Back molar. Blasted it right out of his head. Well, most of his mandible is shattered along with the rest of the dental palate, so IDing him outright is going to be a little tricky. Sorry.
What do you got there? Looks like a Bossberg SG 6 shot. How the fuck you got this?
What?
What? It's a tactical issue. Metro PD. SWAT team uses it. It looks like the serial numbers have been filed out.
Yeah.
Definitely looks like our man opted out with it. No question about that. Oh, damn. I don't know about that. But not on purpose.
Why? What do you mean?
There's no firing pin mark on the casing. Boy never even pulled the trigger.
Hmm. So what do you think happened?
I'm stretching here, but knowing old Leo, I think maybe he was high out of his fucking mind. Reaches for the bong, goes down, breaks. His lazy ass is not getting out of this warm water, so he sees the gauge, maybe, and takes a little green bud, decides to pop it in the breech, fires it up. Starts toking away. Forgets there's a shell in the pipe. Flame hits a firing cap. That's beautiful. Bubble bath, ear full of tunes, smoking some hub, and this is how the evening ends. Art. That's fucking fantastic. It still doesn't explain the Mossberg. I don't know how he got that.
Well,
If it is Tack Ordnance, it could be an underground body. I mean, the armory's been broken into a few times.
Yeah, it could be. Or it could have known a cop. Somebody who knew a cop. What do you want to do about this?
Yeah. Nothing.
What a system we've got here. It's a talking god. Or did Tony Hillerman already take that title? Yet it talks. And in that virus from off planet, many tales. Spells spelled out like entrails from a Seppuku Act of Principle. Since the boundaries on the virtual machine are fraction of an inch beyond your reach at all times, since your body is an illusion, shrouded in the illusion of the time-space shroud, principles are fronted by the stars. Yes. They are connected. At least I saw that once on shrooms. It was a clear night. Thankfully. New metaphysics. Ready on the firing line. Just another system in that mode of phase of love mode where such things do go on. The illusion of doing, of course. Don't forget about that illusion. We got holism for that. You motherfucker. You think of that one? I knew you would. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. What a convention of speech that turned out to be. Commerce under the global net. Gross. Subchapter S. And God knows what the corporate lawyers are reading this very night. Busy time of year. January's about to end. Time for the annuals. Get an 11-month jump on the linear marching of money time in the virtual reality of the corpus commercialis, the corporation, the bodysuit of the active hands of the white man's burden stretching across the great land of ours today. Probably just a bad dream I'm having. Weird New Metaphysics. Touching the Matrix. I will not forsake my Matrix. It'll just appear that way. Now, where was I?
People would be content with their simple, everyday lives, in harmony and free of desire. When there is no desire, all things are at peace. Doesn't try to be powerful. Thus, he is truly powerful. The ordinary man keeps reaching for power. Thus, he never has enough. The master does nothing, yet he leaves nothing undone. The ordinary man is always doing things, yet many more are left to be done. The kind man does something, yet something remains undone. The just man does something, and leaves many things to be done. The moral man does something. And when no one responds, he rolls up his sleeves and uses force. When the Tao is lost, there is goodness. When goodness is lost, there is morality. When morality is lost, there is ritual. Ritual is the husk of true faith. The beginning of chaos. Therefore, the master concerns himself with the depths and not the surface, with the fruit and not the flower. He has no will of his own. He dwells in reality and lets all illusions go.
Escaping from a punctured tire at the point of the puncture. Earth scientists have been attempting to contain high-temperature plasmas for decades, but have so far failed to come up with a magnetic bottle configuration that can confine it. The extraterrestrial way of creating and confining high-temperature plasma will be described as the dragon. The extraterrestrials are able to contain an amount of plasma material that is also revolving at high speed in the plasma containment tube, which circles the craft's cabin. Electrons are drawn off the plasma, making the material's gravitational field monopolar. The plasma revolving at very high speed increases in mass due to increased velocity. In fact, a lump of plasma the size of a sugar cube moving at high speed would weigh in the vicinity of 4 billion tons. As the plasma's mass increases, its excess nuclear pressure, weak nuclear force, is amplified beyond comprehension. Nuclear pressure will follow the shape of and travel to the extreme end of a solid. There, the pressure will radiate off the sharpest edge of the solid. This is similar to the way static electricity leaks off the sharpest protrusion of a piece of metal nearest to an electrical ground. Because nuclear pressure behaves in this manner, the extraterrestrials cover their plasma containment tube with an adjustable pointed flange that can be pitched to any angle relative to the plasma containment tube. In the case of the Earth, the nuclear pressure flange is pitched at about 23.5 degrees. 23.5 degrees is the angle upon which the Earth rotates on its axis relative to the Sun. The angle at which nuclear pressures radiate from the directional flange is the same as the angle at which it strikes and reflects from the craft's parabolic reflecting dish. The angle of incidence equals the angle of reflection. It is the saucer shape of the craft's parabolic reflecting dish that played a part in these craft being named flying saucers.
Raymond.
It's clear.
Listen. The bullet will strike Bob Arthur the moment you step forward and arrive on your star beside him.
Because the assassin, the deranged, obsessed, tragically paranoid lone gunman, is trying to kill you.
Major Marshall's an excellent marksman.
But you must stay very, very still and stand right where you're supposed to stand.
What happens to Ben?
The assassin always dies, baby. It's necessary for the national healing. I'm sure you will never entirely comprehend this, darling. I want you to know, Raymond, I did this for you so that you could have what I couldn't, what your father threw away, the opportunity to lead this nation.
I know, Mother.
And so I let them take you and change you a little bit, not so much that you would notice, but just enough to bring you back to who you really are and to what you will become. Oh, and look at you. Look at you. Look what you've achieved. Look how far we've come. It's working, Raymond. And you're going to save our country now in the hour of her greatest need.
Yes, Mother.
Well, it's
It's official. CBS News Now projects Robert Arthur and Raymond Shaw to be the next president.
Back in 1947, Hollywood found itself doing its biggest battle scene without benefit of stuntmen or trick photography. I'll be right back. Yesterday, I talked about a group of writers, advertising people, and theatrical folk who've announced plans to radicalize the media. So far, those plans consist of plays, books, films, and TV shows purportedly telling the truth about Hollywood back in 1947, when the film industry was brought to its knees by a jurisdictional labor dispute. Having played a part in that whole affair, my own version will be somewhat different from the one you'll see in those shows, plays, books, and so forth.
So, I found the defendant walking home from work. Apparently, he lived about a mile from the plant, and it was his habit to walk to and from. I stopped him, searched him. That was when I found... Objection, Your Honor. I renew my pretrial motion to suppress. If Ben could prevent the jury from learning the officer found a handgun when he searched Ray, it would be a big break for the defense. Of course, his motion was denied, but when his turn came... Ben made that the main focus of his cross.
For example, I doubt if they'll bother to tell how a number of motion picture unions and guilds were infiltrated and taken over by communist sympathizers, or how those unions formed a rump organization outside and apart from their parent group, the AFL Film Council, then engineered a jurisdictional strike over the question of whether some 350 workers should continue in the union they'd always belonged to or lose their jobs to members of another union. Nor will they explain the real purpose of the strike, which was to close down the studios until we were all convinced our own unions were helpless to reopen them. At that point, they would then propose a great new union, including all picture people from producers and stars to prop men and stagehands. And that they, doing all of this, would control that union and the content of pictures, which is what the whole fuss was about. Tinseltown, land of make-believe in 1947, was for real. The phone would ring at midnight, and you'd be told where you'd find the bus in the morning that would take you through the massed rock-throwing pickets. A few tried to drive through on their own, but not after the cars were turned over and their arms broken to make them unable to work. Homes were bombed, and some members of the striking unions, loyal but unaware of their leaders' true purpose, lost their jobs permanently as well as their homes, cars, and whatever savings they owned. The Screen Actors Guild, of which I was president, unaware at first of the truth we would subsequently learn, volunteered to be the mediator to keep an industry from being closed and 30,000 people from losing their jobs because of an argument between two unions. We began meeting with the rival factions and soon learned who were the bad guys. Those meetings dragged on for 7 months, twice a day, 7 days a week.
Oh.
I will not talk to you until you stop drinking. I will not talk to you until you get a decent job. I will not talk to you unless I can do it during your most favorite show. I will not do this unless you meet my criteria. And though the one who identifies themselves as the codependent often doesn't see, but they also, if they will look, have their own set of oppressive rules that eliminate their own and the other person's communication. The diminished capacity that I experience by not being able to love and be loved and give love are also diminishing the other person's capacity. They hold it, or they see it in that capacity, rightly or wrongly, they hold it in that capacity. Well, I see it that their behavior controls me, and therefore I've got to control their behavior in order to be free. They see that your behavior is what's making me do this, and I've got to control your behavior in order to be free. And where that relationship has developed such excessive needs and exaggerated needs of control, both parties feel controlled by the other and needing the outside validation of the other. Sure, they'll never get it. Both are crippling and woefully neglecting themselves. Now, admittedly, the one who is acknowledging that I am in codependency with so-and-so often doesn't see the other side, doesn't want to see the other side, and gets angry at seeing the other side. But the way out, as we're going to talk later, also is dependent upon and reliant upon, perhaps a better word, reliant upon seeing the mutuality. Co, in this case, doesn't mean two. It means mutual. Co-dependent. We're both depending on the other to play the role so that we can both feel oppressed by the rules restricted in our communication. We can both have diminished capacities of initiating and of participating in love. We can both feel the other one is controlling us and the only way to be free is to control them. We can both work with these various upsides or downsides of control in an exaggerated way, seeking that outside validation, never getting it. We can both be crippled and we can both woefully neglect ourselves. The mutuality is, in a sense, the umbrella over these four conditions. Now, admittedly, in metaphysics, in metaphysical learning, you can develop codependencies, but only if there's a if there's a mutuality. There are those who teach metaphysics that tell you, you must follow the rules. And you cannot question, and you cannot doubt, and you cannot think, and you cannot read other books, and you cannot study other material. You must adhere strictly to the rules, and it does limit your capacity to communicate your thoughts and feelings. There are those in the metaphysical community that similarly diminish your capacity to initiate relationships. You've got to find a relationship within the group, within the cult, within the family, within the followers, as you segregate yourself in somewhat of a quasi-military state. We're the knowing ones, and those heathens out there are the unknowing, those unevolved ones, and you can't associate, you can't involve yourself with faith. Where indeed there is that feeling that I've got to get my guru's approval before I can grow and change. That's the only way I can do it, if they give me permission to do that. Where indeed that outside validation to win their approval, the exaggerated needs of control, and people end up woefully neglecting themselves and their families. Yes, even within the beautiful realms of metaphysics, codependencies can develop, but it must be not only that I feel that, but it's there in a mutuality. That in that sense, that generates the codependency. And yes, codependency is an influence that is destructive, obviously, by its very definition. Codependency is a destructive influence. Negative ego is a destructive force. When you combine a destructive influence with a destructive force, the result is singular and obvious. Destruction. And you see, in a world with these monumental changes, with shifting paradigms, with new patterns of causation, with a past that is relinquishing its power and a future that is gathering its influence, with a global community in which it is now small, such that actions and reactions cannot be isolated, where there seem to be problems that have no solution, where there's upward no mobility and nowhere to go with the demands of perfection and performance, when you are discouraged to think and feel at a time when thinking and feeling is the only answer in many cases, and in the chaotic, in the panicking, in the insanity and in the pity that is so much a part of your world, and increasingly so, it is very easy to slip from a dependency upon a negative ego into a codependency, where you slip into a relationship with your own negative ego where there are strict rules to follow and you are not allowed open communication, not allowed to think or feel and express your thinking and feeling, where your capacity is diminished to initiate or participate in loving relationships because of the dependency that you've held upon your negative ego. You've convinced yourself that your negative ego is controlling you, and unless you control your negative ego, you'll never be free. You've convinced yourself that in that sense, control, I gotta control, I gotta control it, and you, and my child, and my adolescent, and the weather, and the day, and the night, and everything about everything that's happening, or I'll never get anywhere. I gotta meditate 4 times in the morning, gotta run my energy, gotta do this, gotta talk to my counselors, gotta work with the goat creators, gotta do 14 different meditation techniques. And if I do, I'm gonna get all this validation, and I end up neglecting myself and neglecting those around me because of the dependency upon even the destructiveness of my own negative ego.
Why, definitely it is.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a deviated mind. A homosexual is the nearest thing to homicidal that you will find, as far as I'm concerned.
This is J.B. Johnston,
yes,
from Manchurian Global.
Hi, how are you?
Pleasure.
And David Donovan, their managing director.
And co-chair of the U.S. International Policy Caucus.
Strong supporters, Congressman.
They're desperate to be of service to you, darling.
Thank you, Mother. I think you've earned your fee.
Oh, no. My plucky idealist.
So, gentlemen, how's business?
Not bad, Raymond. Business is not bad.
Well, it could always be better.
Oh, come on. Any better, you'll have more assets in the European Union.
Don't we already? Well, we have a better business plan.
Of course we do, because democracy is inefficient.
On purpose, I think, you know, to prevent hostile takeovers.
As long as the boat doesn't sink, does anyone really care who the captain is?
Oh, yes. Mother does, very much.
Well, that is different.
Now, people want gas in their cars and a big screen TV and just enough freedom to get themselves in trouble.
And what does the Manchurian Group want?
The same thing, freedom, to maximize the potential of a company.
Or a country.
Remind me again, which are you?
North of the equator, the parabolic dish of the spacecraft is rotated at high speed counterclockwise. Reverse, south of the equator.
Seen what I've seen, or done what I've done. We'll be right back.
Mostly through this incredible galaxy that's actually beyond outer space.
What do we eat?
Mist. It's really, when you reach out to this galaxy and it's all mist, but it's really candy. So anytime you want, you just reach out and eat the candy. Mist. The music go by. And then when you get to the end, there's these towers that go right up to the toys. Not toy toys, but real toys. Real music. And everything's made out of real gold. And real jewels. And that... those candy things aren't just decorations. That break. They're real. They're real.
Assassin always dies, baby. It's necessary for the national healing.
Clear and spacious. The earth is solid and full. All creatures flourish together, content with the way they are, endlessly repeating themselves, endlessly renewed. When man interferes with the Tao, The sky becomes filthy.
I've been having the dreams, Ben.
Oh, that's good.
They're inside my head.
We'll get them out. I got the proof. I know what they did to us. I just don't know why.
I dream things, Ben. Terrible things that can't possibly have happened. I don't remember, Ben. I don't remember.
Raymond, did they tell you what it is they want you to do? That's what I gotta find out. We gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
Are we friends, Ben? I want to believe we were friends.
We are connected, and that's something nobody can take from us. You could have had me locked up, but you didn't. That's proof that there's something deep inside. There's a part that they can't get to, and it's deep inside of us. And that's where the truth is. That's our only hope. That's what you and me need to tap into, and that's what you and I are going to use to take them out, Raymond. We don't have much time, please.
I thought you were smarter than that.
Raymond, please.
You don't think they saw this coming, Ben? You don't think they factored you in? I am the enemy, Major Marco.
What are you talking about?
Yes, Mother. Yes, he's right here. She wants you.
Me?
Yes, Senator.
Is this Captain Marco?
Yeah.
Captain Bennett Marco?
Yes.
Bennett Ezekiel Marco?
Yes.